Again, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you calling in. There's also a webinar, which it looks like about half of you are on as well. Again, you've called into the Joint Task Force on Healthcare Cost Review. I am 97% confident this will be our final and last meeting as the report is due to the legislature on September 15th, but we'll see how we collectively choose to spend the next hour together. I also want to just acknowledge everyone quickly freeing up their schedule today. I know it was a last minute request, but I appreciate you making yourselves available for this hour so we can wrap up the work of the task force that started back in November of last year. I'm going to hand this over to Cameron. We'll do a roll call and then we'll move forward.
So good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate you guys making the time today. Also appreciate Zeke helping fill in as chair last time. And for some of the consistency, we'll also still lean on him and Oliver for some of the follow-up today that grew out of the good meeting last August 17th. For roll call, let's go ahead. I'll read through the members and just shout out if you are on the line. Let's start with our legislators. Senator Beyer. Senator Steiner-Hayward. Representative Fahey.
I'm here.
Great. Representative Noble.
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. We have heard Representative Nose.
Yep, still here.
Cameron Smith here. Craig Anderson. Jeremy Vandehay. Dr. E.
Here.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Maggie.
Yes, I'm here.
Kirsten.
Hi, that's Senator
Beyer.
Great.
Kirsten's here. And Senator Steiner-Hayward's here.
Great. Thanks, Senator.
Hey, Cameron. Joyce.
Hey, Jeremy. Joyce.
I'm here.
William. Here. Zeke.
Present.
And Jen.
Present.
Anyone else join us? Was that you, Craig?
Yeah, this is Craig. Sorry, I'm late.
Great. We got a full contingent with all 15. I'll hand back over to Zeke and Oliver to do a little orientation out of our last meeting.
Great. Thank you. Zeke, do you want to start by kind of bringing everyone back where we ended our conversation on August the 17th?
Sure. Thanks. Reminder for folks who were at the meeting on the 17th, and then to bring folks up to speed who weren't. We did a good discussion both about the recommendations specifically and then the report itself. There were a number of suggested edits and changes, and we had decided to allow staff to make those changes, send them back out to us, and then to hold at this meeting an actual formalized vote about both pieces. So today is not so much about entertaining significant additional changes, but rather is to identify and acknowledge what changes were made, and then ideally to move into adopting those the report and the recommendations. We should have all received a report with changes marked so that you could see the change from the previous version. I think that came on the 25th of August. And I know that Oliver received some minor input and feedback from that, but not any very significant. And I think with that, Oliver, should I turn it over to you and you can kind of walk through what those specific changes were?
Yeah, great. Thank you, Zeke. Happy to do that. And so just quickly, folks, if you if you have a comment and you want to speak, please make sure that you just say your name since we're not visibly in the room. And this is being recorded and this will be put on OLIS after today's meeting. So quickly, as Zeke shared, you should have the two-page handout that summarize the changes that the task force discussed on the 17th. And we'll go through those. Let's start with the executive summary. I'm not going to go through line by line because my understanding is that each of you have had the last 2 weeks to kind of pour through the changes both in the Word document that was sent out, but also in this high-level summary. And so I guess the question is, are there any critical changes that were discussed on the 17th of August that are not reflected specific to the executive summary? And I'm referring to page one of your document that outlines the changes that staff made based on the conversation. Okay, not hearing any, I will take that as a confirmation that the six changes reflected here both on the slide as well as your two-page handout is reflective of the conversation, and collectively there's a consensus on those changes being made going forward. So moving to the report, there were five changes, and this is on page two. I would not say anything fairly substantive. I think some cleaning up as well as just enhancing. And so you can see the five changes there. We did add in the state and federal hospital designation table, which is helpful, help illustrate some of the key points from the Health Insights report, and then also added a new appendix with additional resources about Massachusetts and Delaware's efforts on the healthcare cost containment and the state benchmark. So let me stop and see if there's any critical missing pieces that were discussed on the 17 that members have found that are not reflected here in this list.
These changes were in the track changes document that you sent us as well, correct?
That's correct, if that's Kirsten, yes.
Sorry, yes.
Okay, so the third section is what we call Chapter 9, Everyone Now Recommendations. There were three changes here, and I will walk through these individually because these are the recommendation section. They can be found on pages 40 to 45. One was there's an agreement to add language around this work and the sense of urgency of moving forward with establishing a statewide rate of growth. There's new language around addressing the preference to leverage existing resources and, if necessary, for the advisory group to propose alternative funding models. And then third, the proposed stakeholder list, which was vetted on the 17th with changes, was incorporated as a recommendation in part of the Chapter 9. So let me see if there's any comments or questions about that. Okay, not hearing any. There's one final piece to put forward to the task force, and this is I had one member that offered this, and it was around figure 16 in the recommendation section, which is, I think, found on page 45 on the funding piece. I think there's some proposed language, and basically the change would be to have the advisory group evaluate opportunities to leverage existing resources and, if necessary, propose alternative funding models, including a fee-based approach. So somewhat of a language cleanup, but that was the only additional recommendation that I received between now and when this was sent out on the 25th. So I want to see, are folks okay with making that minor change?
I'm good with that.
Fine.
William, I'm fine with it.
Great.
Ken, I am as well.
Okay.
This is Jeremy. Looks good.
Okay. Then, Cameron, I'm going to hand this back over to you. I think this is when we transition, and let's go ahead and move to the final steps, which is entertaining two separate motions. And, Cameron, I will let you do this work.
Great. Well, we will entertain a motion to adopt the recommendation. So this is the meat of the report in Chapter 9. Does one of the members of the committee want to make a motion?
This is Senator Byron. I so move.
We have a second to Senator Byron's motion to adopt the recommendations in Chapter 9.
This is Rep. Fahey, I'll second.
Any final discussion?
Yeah, this is Ron Noble.
Representative Noble, go ahead.
Consistent with my remarks on August 17th, and I know there's two motions, so I'm not sure whether now's the time to speak about consensus on the proposal, or if this is just a matter of the motion to, where are we in the process here?
So this would be for the task force to adopt the recommendations, the main meet in Chapter 9, and I think, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to discuss kind of the consensus process all along, but if we go back to our charter, it is, for this portion, it will be a roll call vote after any discussion on Senator Byer's motion, Rep. Fahey's second, on, and it will be a majority vote of the task force on this motion to adopt the recommendations. But happy to have any discussion of that or any of the consensus process or process along.
Sure. Similar to my comments on the 17th, although I'm not normally a fan of rate setting, the process has been good. The hospitals are on board, and I can accept the report with regard to hospitals. My concern is that the recommendation is beyond the scope of just hospitals and not all of the critical stakeholders that are involved in the process. When you're talking about system-wide and all providers, I'm having difficulty reaching acceptance on that particular issue. And that should not be new information. Anybody was at the August 17th meeting, but I just wanted to note that.
Great. Any other discussion? All right, we have a motion and a second to adopt the recommendations in Chapter 9. Let's go ahead and have Oliver call the, or Elpro call the roll.
Senator Byer.
And Senator Byer, if you're on mute, we cannot hear you.
Oh, yes, I didn't hear it.
Apologize.
Senator Steiner Hayward.
Yes.
Representative Fahey.
Yes.
Representative Nose.
Yes.
Representative Noble.
No.
Craig Anderson.
Yes.
Kevin Iwanchina.
Yes.
Maggie Hudson.
Yes.
Kirsten Isaacson.
Yes.
Joyce Neumeier.
Yes.
William Olson.
Yes.
Zeke Smith.
Yes.
Jeremy Vandehay.
Yes.
Jen Wielander.
Yes.
Chair Smith.
Yes. All right, so we have a majority passage of the first motion, and we have a second motion, or would entertain a second motion to adopt not just the recommendations, but the final report in its entirety as well.
Again, this is Senator Byer, and I would so move.
Okay, Senator Byer moves to adopt the final report. Do we have a second?
This is Rep. Fahey. I'll second again.
Okay, thank you, Representative Fahey. Any final discussion?
Mr. Ron Noble, same concerns.
Great. Thanks, Representative Noble.
This is Senator Byer, like Senator Noble. I would have gone farther, but I find this acceptable.
Right. Any other thoughts from the task force members? Have Elpro staff call the roll.
Senator Byer.
Yes.
Senator Steiner Hayward. Senator Steiner Hayward.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I jumped off accidentally.
That's okay. Representative Fahey.
Yes.
Representative Nose.
Yes.
Representative Noble.
No.
Craig Anderson.
Yes.
Kevin Iwanchina?
Yes.
Maggie Hudson?
Yes.
Kirsten Isaacson?
Yes.
Joyce Neumeier?
Yes.
William Olson?
Yes.
Zeke Smith?
Yes.
Jeremy Vandehay?
Yes.
Jen Wielander?
Yes.
Chair Smith?
Yes. Great. Well, thank you for both of those votes, and more importantly, thank you for all of your work all along, both to our bipartisan citizen legislators for all of their leadership and vision on this process, certainly to all of our volunteer members on the task force with busy day jobs. Thank you for your dedication, time, and expertise. A huge thank you to all of the agencies, partners, organizations, fellow states, peer states that have helped advise us along the way. And don't want to forget also a huge thank you to all of the LPRO staff for their technical support and expertise all along the way, both with Oliver, Cassie, and Danielle. It's been a great long journey, and we look forward to the continuing work. And I will hand over back to Oliver for any of the ongoing technical details on when the report will be submitted next week or any follow-on.
Great. Thank you, Cameron. Just quickly, the report, since the changes have been accepted today, we'll quickly make those. So either Monday or Tuesday, the report will be officially submitted. I'll make sure that everyone that served on the task force gets a final copy of the report. It will also be available on OLAS early next week. And then lastly, both the health policy committees on the Senate and the House have put this as an agenda item for 15 minutes or more. And so you will see this presented on September 24th in House Health and then on the 25th in Senate Health. And so we'll look to our legislative leaders on the task force to carry the recommendations and the report and to present this work, this body work, if you will, in several weeks. So again, thank you everyone for your participation, and I appreciate the opportunity staffing this task force. And with that,
any final thoughts from the group?
Thank you, Oliver, for your support the entire time. You've been wonderful to work with, as the rest of the committee. So this is it's been a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Great.
Completely agree. Thank you.
I agree.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Senator Beyer. I want to thank the chair and Oliver for the fine work that they've done in steering this group and the research it's done. And to all of the lay members of the committee, your work and commitment went way beyond my expectations, and I thank you very much.
All right, with that, we are a wrap. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.